Are you ready, brother? Okay, tools of the prophet, part 4. The tools of the prophets, part 4. Let me ask you this question. You guys, do you just like insulating your friends from what you are receiving here? Or what is happening? Why don't you like inviting them to church? You don't want them to, it's too deep for them. You are casting them away from heaven too early. Say, this one's, their sin is too much. This one cannot understand. If they have given you this thing in the last 4 years, do you think you'll be looking like a dundee? Amen. Don't anybody you call your friend, you must strive. You must strive to communicate these things to them. Or else you're not doing them a favor. You are just being dishonest. If you are sure that this is the greatest need of man, if you are sure that the word of God, the word of life, it is primary to our living here on earth, then you should be not just anxious, you should be deliberate. You create opportunities to bring your friends to an atmosphere like this to learn. Amen? Amen. Good. So, the tools of the prophet, this is part 4, to be short anyway. A quick look at angels. Let's see something about angels. You know, a lady asked me 2 weeks ago, he said, do I have any teaching on angels? It's one of the people that we were in Zamfara together. I mean, then. I know what she's looking for. You know what you look for? You're looking for miracle money. You're looking for, you want an angel to come and be able to wash your clothes, iron your clothes. That is why somebody would deliberately say, I want to learn about angels. So they can what? Shopping. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, let me say this. The angels are also our inheritance in Christ. Amen. You know, he said we have come to Mount Zion to an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. But I didn't think they are meant for iron clothes. Anyway, so Hebrews 1:13. But let's let them well, okay? That's what I'm saying. They are our inheritance in Christ. But let's let them well. Let's learn it well. That is why I beg you, don't use anything in church. Of course, use it. Okay, somebody said, well, we can use it for our personal life, not just for not only for ministry. You are right, but which life do you have that is not ministry? Talk now. You have a normal life, then you have a Christian life. He said that, okay, we can also use this for our personal life. What is your personal life that ministry should not enter? I don't know. Maybe me, I'm still growing. When I go to that, I would understand how to find the balance, grow to a particular level in Christ. So Hebrews 1:13. Want to go 13 and 14? Yes, let's read. But to which of the angels said it at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? 14, want to go? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them? Say shall be. Say shall be. Now, that would mean there is a context in which this man is describing angels, right? Are you with me? So, angels, the discussion of angels here will be for those who shall be, who shall inherit. They are not yet, yes, who shall. That will mean we can find angelic activity so much in matters of salvation. Angelic activities. Especially in the Old Testament,
They help the prophets in the salvation plan of God for man. They aid them. 1 Peter 1 verse 9.
First Peter 1 verse 9. Let me know when you are there. Good. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who what? Prophesied of the grace which should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. When it's testified before, and the what? Sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Verse 12, want to go? Let's read. Wrong. Verse 12, read again. Verse 12, as I taught you, want to go read it? Yes. Unto whom was it revealed? It's a question. Not unto themselves, but unto what? Us. They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which is what the angels desire to look into. They desire to look into. Amen? Amen. See, the strength of angelic utterance is the utterance of a man. The strength of any message that an angel is bringing is what he has heard a man say before. E.g., what the angel told Mary in Luke 1, what he told Elizabeth, it was just a re-echo of what? Prophecy. It was there. He didn't bring it from heaven. Anytime an angel said, I am sent by God, I tell you the truth, he was sent by prophecy. The angel in Daniel 9, verse, is it 16? No, is it 9? It should be 9. Yes, when Daniel was praying, and he now came to tell him that 70 years has been appointed for your people to seal the prophecy, to make an end of sin. I love that place. To bring in everlasting what? Righteousness. Hallelujah. So when the angel has said that, the angel actually received it from where? From the prophecy of Jeremiah. Amen? Amen? Amen. Now, if you tell me that, but there are some things that the angel said that were not verbatim in the book of Jeremiah. This will be my answer to you. Are you sure Jeremiah recorded all he actually said? Amen. What I'm saying is that don't expect any knowledge that is so, you know, new invention, new gangan. No, it's written somewhere. Amen. If they will minister salvation, that will mean they are re-echoing the what? Utterances of the prophets. Okay, this is an teaching of angels and prophecy. So, rush to Jude, Judges chapter 4, verse 14. Let's see some interactions. How angels interacted in the Old Testament. Don't forget this series of tools of prophecy. We have done part 1, part 2, part 3. You can find them on edifyassembly.org. I pray, Brother Kim, give us a. Okay, has he given us a bump act for that? Okay, you quickly exonerate yourself. Good guy. So, Judges chapter 6, verse 14. Once we go, let's read. And the Lord looked upon him. Who is the Lord there? Who is the Lord there? This is Gideon now. Who is the Lord there? Who was speaking to Gideon? An angel. You read earlier. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of Judges 6, 14 now, right? You shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianite. Have I not sent thee? 15. And he said unto him, "Oh my Lord, where shall I serve Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." And he said unto him, "If I have now found grace in thy sight, show me a sign that you talk with me. Depart now not hence, I pray thee. Let me come and make no food before you." 19, and Gideon went in and made ready a kid, unleavened cakes, and flour, flesh, blah, blah, blah. 20, and the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth." And he did so, and the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. 22, want to go? Gideon perceived that it was an angel of the Lord. I said, "Alas, oh God, where I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face," right? Next verse, yes? And the Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not." What do you think that guy is doing? He's doing macho for him. "Peace be unto you, you will not die." Now, one thing you will see here is that, have you seen that the word angel and Lord was used interchangeably? It was used, so at times you say God, at times you say Lord, at times you say what? Angel. So that tells us of, it's actually also an expression, an expression of sin. Because don't forget, that's one thing I like saying, when man sinned against God, everything that God actually plays under man, they systematically, they progressively rebel against man. Angels are meant to serve man, not man serving angels. But one thing we now find in the Old Testament is the worship of angels. We find man worshiping angels. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. See Joshua chapter 5 verse 14. Joshua 5 14. Sorry, before you leave that Judges. Judges 6, 24. 24 now said, "Then Gideon built an altar there on the Lord and called it Jehovah what? Jehovah what? Jehovah what? Shalom. Unto this day it is proud." So when you are calling God all these type of names, who was calling Jehovah? Who was called Jehovah Shalom? Is it God? Jehovah Shama, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Hello, Jehovah Hermes. We give you, you are worshiping angels. You are worshiping angels. You are still worshiping him. Very sweet songs. Just sweet, yeah? Wow. See, wait, after you are prayed and the prayer is not working, you now bring out Jehovah Nisi, the Lord of our banner, the man of war. Do you know who you are calling? do you know who you are calling? Jehovah Nisi was... Who is Jehovah Nisi in the Bible? Is it Abraham or Jacob? It should be Jacob. Do you know the angel that followed their lineage? Do you know his name? You're worshiping Michael. Balogun Michael. So, all those names, like... as they were communicating the intention of God, man just built a monument around that event. But it's not the full picture. The full picture is not Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Elohim. The full picture is Jehovah Jesus. Hallelujah. The God our salvation. Amen. It's not those El Shaddai. El Shaddai is just his part. It's Jesus. Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is why even the name of Joshua was prophetic. Moses could not lead them into the promised land, right? So the man that took them there, what was his name? Joshua. What is the Greek name? What is the Hebrew of Jesus?
Joshua.
That is why if you open that Hebrews chapter 4, around verse 4, 5, he said, if Jesus has given them rest, talking about Joshua, it was interchangeable. Language issue. Amen. So, a lot of stuff, types and shadows. Types and shadows. So, Joshua 5, verse 14. See this. Grace of God, how are you doing? You're awesome. You're looking kinky. She's obedient. Come on, Joshua 5 verse 14 is the tools of the prophet part 4. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. And he said, "Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" You could read the story around that place. It's also an angel that came to Joshua. But what did he do? He worshipped him. And the angel pocket said, "Yeah, don't worry, you will not die. I will help you." So to tell you that all those exploits you are seeing in the book of Joshua, don't be quick to put God there. You understand? At least I've showed you that one from that story of 2 Kings. Remember that story in 2 Kings chapter 3? When Moab and Israel were fighting, Ahab, Jehoshaphat, all of them, they gathered against Moab. And Otta. Amen. Why do you think it's already they got to Achan? AI in Joshua. Ai. And they could not penetrate. Then just they vexed. Vexed because somebody took a Babylonian garment. And the man could not order them. That's a shut up. Is it your business that you took something? Let's fight battle. Amen. Achan suffered for that anyway. Revelation chapter 19. Now, after redemption, see a redemption right now. Revelation 19, verse 9. Revelation 9. No, please don't call it the Revelations. It's Revelation. It's called the Revelation of Jesus. Revelation of Jesus. It's not a Revelation of the Antichrist. Are you looking at your Bible? Good. Or you are using the system to look at the Bible? Lest I deport you. 19, verse 9. One, two, let's read. And he said unto me, "Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said unto me, "These are the true sayings of God." 10, 1, 2, go, read. And I fell at his feet to worship him. Hey, and he said unto him, "See that thou doest it not. I am thy what? Fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the what? The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy." Hallelujah. Praise God. They are messengers of prophecy. They are not to be worshipped. Angels don't. Man is superior to angels. In creation, man is superior to angels. It was sin that made it look like angels became superior. So, Colossians 2:16. Come on, let me rush. Colossians 2, verse 16. "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or in the new moon or of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body, the essence, the embodiment is of Christ." Come on, read verse 18 for me. Let's take it together. Yes. "Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and what? Worshipping of angels." See, once you are worshipping angels, you are depriving yourself of your reward in Christianity. You are depriving yourself of Philemon 1 verse 6. You will not be able to acknowledge every good thing you do in Christ. So, is man to focus on the salvation plan or on the angels? Salvation plan. As you focus on the salvation plan, angels, they minister in that line. Are you with me? Say, "Jesus is my focus." So let no man beguile you of your reward, of your profits, of your emancipation, of the beauty of your faith, of the dividend of your faith, of the things that you ought to enjoy. Any man worshiping, and that is one. Sorry, let me start giving examples. I think I'm live, right? And worshiping of angels, intruding to those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And not what? See the next verse, see 19. Want to go? "Not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together increased with the increase of God. When you read, when you will leave Jesus, you are pursuing angels. You are saying, I want to know the name of the angels that God has assigned for me. You are not serious. Even did Jesus tell us the name of the angels assigned to him? The Paul, the Peter. Focus on your duty. Mark 16, Mark 20. I didn't say you open. Mark 16, Mark 28 is your duty. Acts 1. That's your duty. Focus. As you focus on the salvation plan, you will never be left without support. Say, I always have angelic support. I have angelic help always. Say, therefore, I focus on my assignment. I'm never without power. Hallelujah. Good. Let's focus. Let's go. So, Genesis 15 now. So, learn to understand. Please write this down in your notes. Learn to understand angels in Christ. Angels in Christ. That's what that thing says. It's not saying you should not talk about angels, but say, when don't be focused on angels and neglecting the head. So, you should learn angels in who? In Christ. Don't learn angels for the sake of you want to be flying, doing this. Learn it in Christ. When you pursue a knowledge of angels independent of the knowledge of Christ, error is knocking on your door. When you pursue a knowledge and a knowledge of angel independent of the knowledge of Christ, error is knocking. So, let's see some angelic activity over the ages. Genesis 15 verse 12. Come on, I have a long way to go. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and lo, an aura of great darkness fell on him. 13, and he said unto Abraham, not of a surety that I see shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and thou shalt serve them, and they shall afflict them, how long? 400 years. 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with what? Great substance. So this was prophetic, right? It was already there. Are you with me? So this was already there in Genesis. So the angel that came to Moses, what was he acting upon? This information, right? So go to Exodus 3 verse 2. That was Genesis 15 verse 12. Too slow for God. So now go to Exodus 3 verse 2. And the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in a flame of fire out in the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. So who appeared to Moses? God or angel? Verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him. Can you see? What are you using here now? God. Who was speaking before? Angel. Now what are they saying now? God. So be careful about language in the Old Testament. You must read everything to see who is talking. And God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said unto him, here I am. And he said, draw not hither and put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou art is what? Holy ground. Is that instruction part of the prophecy? Where did that instruction come from? Is it God or angel? If it is God, where will you find it? Prophecy. So, people who are still going barefoot to church today, amen? Praise God. Who are they obeying? Who are they worshiping? Okay. Worship you, brother. Amen? It's clear. See, that's what I want to bring out today. We have prophecy. Then, when the prophecy is being delivered, you will now see some additions. You must know how to take off some things and bring out the essence. Let me be fast so I can get to all this today. Where are we? Okay, verse 6. Now, moreover, he said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father of... See, he started from Abraham, right? The God of Isaac. Wow. See that? God of who? Abraham, right? Why did he start from Abraham? That would mean this angel started ministering from who? From which time? From Abraham. That is the information he's used to. Are you with me? Because are you saying it's not the God of Noah? Is it the God of Noah? Is it not the God of Noah? Yes. Is that the God of Enoch? So why didn't he start from there? This one has an assignment. So where he started his own PPA, what do I call it? His own assignment, where he started from. He dated it. So go. God of what? Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. Did God just hear, or this man was acting on prophecy? Good. So, 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up of the land unto a good land, large, a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, write this down. Angels make decisions with man. Angels, they make decisions with man. There is something they want to do. Together with man, they will now devise means to carry it out. For instance, if you look at how they related initially, you will see how the angel said, go and speak to Pharaoh. Moses said, what? I cannot go. Later, what happened? It's okay. Let's do this way. Let Aaron be your what? Mouthpiece. Do you remember? So, it was not like a definite instruction that, bam, you must do it this way. It was an interaction. Now you understand what he's saying in Galatians, that the law was given by angels in the hand of a mediator. So it was there was an interaction. Not everything you see Moses carry out was verbatim like that in the prophecy. Flow with me. Where are we? Verse 8, right? Okay. Leave down. Go to Exodus 13. Now, also for instance, prophecy never said Red Sea or 10 plagues. Was it there? Was 10 plagues in Genesis 15? Was Red Sea there? Is it compulsory that you must pass them to take them through the Red Sea? So, progressively, as the actions now start playing out, Moses and the angels, what did they do? They decided how they would deal with this issue. Why? We have something we are ministering. We have an intention. We have an end point. They have an end game. Amen. Now, see this one, for instance. See this one. Exodus 13:17. Let's read together. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. What was there? So can you see decision making? Hello? Can you see decision making? Do you think it's just the angel that made the decision? Who do you think was making it? Moses, both of them. Interaction. I'm going somewhere. You know, the third piece is tools of the prophets. I mean, there are things that were handy. So, parting the Red Sea was never doctrine. It was an agreement between angels and Moses. It was the result of their interaction. Don't forget, prophecy only said, deliver Israel. Amen? Now, also write this down. I will explain it out. Also, but as the event played out, stuffs like crossing the Red Sea will later be a type of our deliverance. But it was never the deliverance that God was talking about. But it will be a type. It now became a type. A type. Now, go back to Malachi. 3 verse 1. What I said, crossing the Red Sea was later spoken of as a type of the deliverance. Our deliverance. But it was never the deliverance. Malachi 3 verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall... I'm not fast, though. Please. Okay? I'm just not fast. But I love your attitude. You are doing your best to take everything down. That's good. So that's why we have the audio message, video message. for you to go back to and make your notes very well. So follow me and let's see if you can close in time. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the... Guys, are not looking at his Bible. Malachi 3 verse 1. Let's read again. Want to go? Behold, I will send my messenger. I shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come in his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. So this messenger is to what? Is to prepare the way, right? Malachi 4 verse 5. Be fast, Malachi 4 verse 5. Behold, I will send you what? Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. When is the great and dreadful day of the Lord? When is the great dreadful day of the Lord? Tatala? Huh? Redemption, right? So, somebody will come before that day. Verse 6, and see what he will do. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the what? Children. The heart of the children to their father. Lest I come and smite the heart with a curse. Isaiah 40 verse 1. Isaiah 40 verse 1. Comfort ye my people. Say to your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins, double sacrifice. Amen? Verse 3. So, this is redemption that is coming. Say, your sins will soon be pardoned. But before then, see what is going to happen. Verse 3, once you go. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, the crooked path shall be made straight, and the rough path shall be made smooth, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So this is my question. These are all the prophecies as touching John the Baptist. Do we have water baptism anywhere there? Do we have water baptism anywhere there? Like, I don't know of any of you. If there is anything still about John the Baptist that is there, let me know. These are the three that is clear. That we know these three is talking about us, the forerunner of Jesus. So, water baptism was never in the prophecy. What is the duty of John? Show us Jesus and sleep. So Luke 1 verse 5, rush to the New Testament. Come on. Luke 1 verse 5. There was in the days of King of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife, and was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. You know why I'm reading all this? Because we are young. Okay? Why should I paraphrase for you? Where are you going? You want to die? We read it like this. Anywhere we stop, we continue again. Amen. Say, age is on our side. Uh-huh. Rapture is not soon. Amen. Praise God. We need to get married first. Say that. Uh-huh. I don't want to collect bride first. I think it's easy. I prayed one. I must collect. Amen. Praise God. You don't know what to say. Luke 1 verse 6. Don't talk about how much I paid. And they were both precious before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken. Yes. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Verse 10, want to go? And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Okay, let me read 11. And there appeared unto him an angel. Don't forget, Isaiah said this thing years ago. At least one good thing about angels is that they don't forget things like us. Abi? Malachi was a book written 400 years before John the Baptist. Like, after that prophecy was closed, there was 400 years of silence. No prophet. No, everything was just bam. To tell you that prophecy was really a gift. It's not, you cannot just stand up and prophesy. God did not give it. He withdrew it. That is why you, we now saw evolutions like Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes. That's why they now, it was in that period that everything now developed, because there was no prophet. Are you with me? Good. So, where are we? Verse 11. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fell, and fear fell on him. 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name, what? John. 14. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. 15. One, two, go. Let's read together. Yes? Be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither what? Wine, nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from... That he shall not drink wine nor strong drink. Is it part of the prophecy? Where did the angel see that one from? Samson. Samson. Don't forget, they don't forget things. He mixed Samson prophecy. He mixed it with his. Gave everything to John. So when John was doing, walking up and down, eating honeycomb and locusts, who sent him? What is it? God, is it? At least we saw all the prophecies touching John. No, nothing there that this is thing you must eat. You'll be wearing camels and camels garment up and down. It's not there. Nah, this is not the only addition that is here. So you must be careful. So this one now is not, is it doctrine? No. So any emoji that is saying that the way to heaven is to for you to be robbed, to be, I don't know of you. Anyway, 16. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God. Is this one there? Is it there? Where is it? Which one particularly? Be fast. Come on. Huh? Is it Malachi what? Malachi or? Find it for me and read it. Pastor, is it Ezekiel? You're looking at me. Are you that tired? Good. And read it for me. What's there? Turn the heart of the fathers to the children. So this one was there. Are you with me, brethren? Good. So, see verse 17. And you shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Is it one there? So can you see that the angel read more? Which book? Malachi, right? So, okay. So turn the heart of the what? Fathers to Ezekiel now. Good. Fathers to children, and the disobedience to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now, see the issue. As the guy finished his message, he has finished. Anything after this is God is now between the guy and the angel. He's the one that is vexing with himself. See 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know? For I am an old man. My wife, well stricken in years. And the angel answered me and said, ah, in pocket, I am Gabriel. CCV. I am Gabriel. Oh God. That stand in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak. Who sent him? Malachi. It's Malachi that sent him. I can see how you're looking at my face. It's not that it's coming from heaven, it's again. Everything he said, can we find it somewhere? Yes. If it's a celestial information that he's bringing, at least it should have been saying some new things, some gingin, some rema. It's not rema, it's there, it's prophecy. He was only saying, I'm Gabriel, I stand in the presence of the Lord. I am sent to send these things to you. And do you doubt my words? See verse 20. Behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that this thing shall be performed, because thou believest not my word, which shall be fulfilled in their time. Is this part of the prophecy? That in case the guy did not hear you, give him a measure of dumbness. So now, do you understand all those 10 plagues in Egypt, that they are not like the intention of God? Who cooperated to make those things happen? Moses and the guys. What did God say in Genesis 15? Go and what? Deliver Israel. Now, you could have delivered them in many ways. Well, somebody will say, well, is there any other way that they could have done it apart from that? Is it good to answer anyway? But one thing is clear. We have God's word, then we have how men carried it out. Who else is available to be used of God rather than wicked Moses? That's a wicked Moses. Is it Mikes? Is it Mikes or wicked? Mikes or wicked? Any one of the two. Combination. That is the man that is available. There's no center. There's no Paul. Do you understand? That is all that God has to use. So what else should he do? Should he leave us with, should he leave the redemption plan? He can't leave it. Are you with me? So progressively there was an interaction. There was recommendation. There was a time I said, don't worry, let me kill all these people. We will start afresh with you. Yeah, no, he said, leave them. It's that bad. Say it's not that bad. Praise God. Say, I understand God. I know what God cannot do. I know what God does. You see, it is the inability to explain this thing clearly. I tell you, if you find yourself in Egypt, maybe if you marry an Egyptian, if you marry an Egyptian, they will say you married an unbeliever. If you marry an Egyptian or something, and you have to go, you have to explain this to them. That nation is still antichrist like this because of these things. I'm serious. They reject the Bible because of this story. No, and nobody has been able to explain. No, sorry. It's not God. It's a big issue. A whole nation's... I didn't think that began in Nigeria. And millions of people in rebellion because of wrong interpretation. How can God kill all our armies for the sake of that nation, that Israel over there? I'm not taking it. Up to 1960 something, they are still fighting the war. Secretly, they are still fighting the war. This war spoiled it up. Say, we are born to explain God to the world. Hallelujah. Say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, we are men on a mission. Say, we carry God here. Say, we take the word. We penetrate. Say, the same way. Pepe penetrate to Suya. We penetrate the king countries. With the war. Come on. Shut pa. Hallelujah. I will withdraw your apostleship. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now if you he went to his house and of course the lady conceived and the rest was done. Luke 3 verse 2. So we saw angels announcing his birth. And don't forget, I think that it was the same angel too. It was the same Gabriel too, that went to who? To Mary. And he used the testimony of Elizabeth to make Mary receive. Amen. Praise God. Now Mary too asked a question. But the mother of Jesus must not be dumb. He just catch the angel later. Hey. We go to hell. Yes, I believe that. So Luke 3 verse 2. you want Mother Mary to be dumb. Holy Mary. How will he pray for us? No, it would have been better if she's dumb. Nobody will be praying to her today. When she asked the same question that this guy too asked. Sorry, I didn't put that in my sermon anyway. Luke 3 verse 2. You know, it's sweet to understand God, eh? At times I would just be at work. I'll just be tasking. This Bible, let me go and carry it again. Let me go and carry it. I just want to see something there. Praise God. Luke 3 verse 2. Ananias and Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of what? Words of Isaiah the prophet. Saying the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, O generation of vipers, this is long time. Come on. O generation, I don't know what happened to it. O generation of vipers, which verse am I? Which verse am I now? Come on. Okay. Look what? This advantage of Luke 3. Okay. Let me to rotate. Where are you, Jesus? Okay. Thank you. Come back. Should we what? Okay, verse what? Okay, read verse 7, yes, go. Verse 10, and the people asked him, saying, what shall we do? And he answered and said unto them, he that hath what? 2 coats. Let him what? Stop. Is that part of what you are sent? Don't forget, this is a man that has now mixed his own duty. No, he has finished quoting Isaiah. After Isaiah, what did he now start quoting? He's not quoting Moses, he's quoting the rest. This is not your duty. What is your duty? Make straight the way for the Lord. No, but keep reading. Let's see more things here. Then came also the publicans to be baptized and said, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more that it's appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man. Neither, all this thing he's saying, does this save anybody? No. So these are just John's addition. These ones are John's addition. Keep reading. Neither excuse anyone forcefully to be content with your wages. It's okay, but I'm just saying this is not prophecy. This is not your job. Good. Verse 15. And as the people were in expectation, and all men moved in their heart of John, whether it be Christ or not. 16. One to go. Let's read. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize with water, but one mightier than I, the lashes of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. What happened? He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. 17. Whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner. But the sharp he will burn with fire unquenchable. 18. And many other things. People. Good. And please, look at something. This particular word that John kept saying, I baptize you with what? Water, but you shall be baptized with the. Is he anywhere in prophecy? Is he anywhere like that in prophecy? So pay attention. It's not there. We cannot find it there. But we see how he got it later. See verse 18. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodians, his brother Philip's wife, for all the evils which Herod has done. You know, I told you, I said he went beyond his portfolio. But what happened? Added yet this above, he shut up John in prison. Keep reading. 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized, praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, John the Beloved gave us a better picture. John 3. John the Beloved. John 3 verse 29. You know, there was a time I thought it was John the Baptist that wrote the book of John. Because, no, I've thought that before too. Years ago. Decades ago. Or somebody, you are singing that today? Hey! John the Beloved that wrote this one. Okay, it's not John the Baptist. That one cannot. If that one write any ghost through, you know what we are going to find there. It's not just water. You find all of you marrying 2 wives. No more kingdom. Ojut. Amen. John 3:29. That's what's in your heart. And you will pay your own. You will pay. I'm not saying anytime. I'm not saying everything that Johnny said. I'm not saying it's wrong or morally. I'm not saying it's morally right to marry 2 wives. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. Good. Don't get me wrong. John 3:29. Let's see if we can run this thing now, please. Okay. He that had the bride. Want to? Let's read this clearly. He that had the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiced greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is what? 31 to go. He must increase, but I must decrease. So all John did and stood for must go, so that Christ may be seen. Not just that he must, it's not a reduction, he must disappear. That reduced, it's still small. It's still trying to say that he has a portfolio. See, Okoba, Moju, Ayaton, what should happen? Please interpret in English. The what? Exactly. You didn't get it? The person that connects the middleman should vanish. When the husband knows finally knows the wife, what should happen to the middleman? The chief toaster. You understand? The person that helps the man to toast the wife. You understand that? So when after the deal is finished, what should you do? You remember what's the name of this? Is it wedding ring, Bill? I don't know. Tell me that somebody that will help you to be. Sorry, Gary. What things are possible? John 1:19. I know Juliet knows everything. God has delivered it. John 1:19. He says, so what John needs is to sack him, so resign. In the day you baptize Jesus, resign. Be his disciple. Simple. Resign. Don't do a stand emoji. You must disappear and he must start his own ministry. That's the point. It's not that you reduce. It's go. Escape. John 1:19. Are you there, brother? And this is a record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem and asked him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed that I am not the Christ. They asked him, what then? Are you a liar? And he said, I am not. Are you that prophet? He said, no. And they said unto him, who art thou? No, it's likely that John himself, he did not read the prophecy of Malachi. You know, it was the prophecy of Malachi that called him Elijah. Are you with me, brother? But you know everything he has been quoting, he quoted Isaiah. But it was Jesus that later told us in Matthew 17, Matthew 11, that he is the Elijah to come. Do you get that? Thank you. Because if you see Luke now, Luke said he quoted Isaiah, spoken by Isaiah. That's why it's good for you to read everything. And it's also because he was quoting Isaiah. Where do you think he's saying, do not buy, don't, all those rules he was giving them? Where did he see it from? It's Isaiah. He's plenty there. Don't you know? Those, do not wear, all those, error that it was, he read Isaiah too much. This is how you read your own part and go and sleep and start ministry. You are reading law. Plenty, all those Isaiah, you are wearing earring, no, nose ring, no, it's blend, ankles, bang, he's there. That's what he was reading. Left his portfolio. So, this is just to understand the Bible. Verse 22. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What said thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of what? One crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As said by what? The prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said, why baptizest thou then? Now, focus now. If thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither thou prophet. 26, John answered them, saying, I baptize with what? Water. But there standeth one among you, whom you know not. It is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe lasheth, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. In 29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, it was Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is an utterance of who? John. Of who? John. Don't expect John to have full revelation or to know. It's John speaking. It's not even Jesus. It's John. Seller. Big seller. 30. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, who for he was before me. Hallelujah. He was before me. So right now, he's speaking as out. How did he know he was before him? Prophecy, yes. Because physically, John was how many months? 6 months older than Jesus. So how did he know that he was before him? Revelation. But keep reading and see the next thing. 31. Slowly want to go. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to what? Israel. Therefore, am I come baptizing with... Please stop. Read that place again. Read again that place. Want to go? I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. This is why I came baptizing with... Please hold on. everybody, heads up. Okay. Why did I have to kill Pharaoh and the rest? So that Israel can get to Canaan. Why do I have to pass the Red Sea? So that Israel can cross on dry land. So that prophecy can be fulfilled, right? So, same way here, what was the duty of John? To what? Show Jesus. So that I will be able to fulfill my ministry, that is why I was baptizing with water. So, what is water baptism? A tool or the destination? Is that clear, everybody? I don't know how better to explain this to anybody. Because by the time you enter that book of Acts, you'll be confused. But look at how it started. It was an accessory for what God sent in. Slowly, next verse will help you. And John bear records that I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. 33, slowly, one after the other. One to go, let's read. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with, read again, water. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Okay. Who is that he? Don't forget, the angel in Exodus 3, he said, I am the God of what? Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. Now I am here. So the angel had an assignment, right? That he started then. So he related all the prophecies from then. Now this is what we have to do. So this is my own age. This is my own area. So funny enough, I can almost tell you that it was the same angel that appeared to Abraham. It was the same person that came to Moses, the same person that was using Joshua, that continued like that. Okay? Similarly, we can say, it's clear that it was the same angel that appeared to Elizabeth, that appeared to Mary, right? Who do you think will appear to John? So, who told him to be baptizing with water? Don't forget. Remember Gideon, where we started from? Is it Gideon then? Is it Barak? Who went to the water, stream to be drinking water, 300 men to fight? Gideon, right? Good. Don't forget, they wanted to go to battle, and with an agreement with the angel, they said, what? Don't worry, this thing, we are going to do it with how many people? 300 men. Is that part of the prophecy? No. But this is agreement. So also, when John was about to start his ministry, definitely he will have a divine appearance. So read that verse again. 31. Want to go? And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water. Who sent him to baptize with water? To be an angel. Shut up. To be an angel. Since Bible did not put Gabriel there, let's not put Gabriel there. But it will not be far from the truth. Amen. Same way angels aided the ministry of those people, they came to aid this ministry. Okay, you are looking for Jesus, right? Okay, how do we do it? Okay, this is all you are going to do. Start baptizing people with water. A day will be coming as you are baptizing somebody. What will happen? You will see this. That will mean all those appearances. Is it divine or angelic? Amen? Praise God. John. So 34 now says, and I saw and bear record that this is what? Son of God. So, I said, if it is God's express words, it will be found in the utterances of the prophets. It will be there. Since it's not there and it happened, it is most likely what? The agreement of John with the what? Angels with him. So what about baptism is the same. It is a shadow to aid the ministry of John. John must have agreed. Same way, now don't forget, same way that, do you know God never said from Genesis chapter 3 that I will save the world with an ark? No, it's not there. When he was speaking in Genesis 3:15, he didn't say that I will save the world with, I will save the humanity with the ark of Noah. Right? He just said that what? This is what will happen. Redemption will come. So it was in Noah's age, right? That what? An ark became necessary. But this is my question. Can that ark save them from Egypt? The day that they needed to kill a lamb and put the blood on the four posts of the house, if that day they are all busy building ark, would they be saved? That would mean, write this down, a shadow is only relevant to that age. A shadow is only relevant to that age. Same way, there was no prophecy as touching tabernacle, that you have a tabernacle of Moses that they are carrying up and down. No prophecy like that. It was in the wilderness that the tabernacle became necessary. And don't forget, when Jesus now came, he said this thing will be destroyed. He said, destroy this, I will raise it up. My body. This one will be destroyed, my body will be raised in 3 days. So because they now made that thing an idol. I'll show you something right now. So, same way that Noah understood the danger of unbelief and he agreed with the angel and said, okay, this is how we play it out. Same way, it's just like what Abraham tried to do in Genesis 24. It's 24, 22, when he took Isaac, right? 22, took Isaac, that, okay, let's go to Mount Moriah to dramatize something. Are you with me? Everything is relevant to a particular age. Number 21 now. Be fast. Remember this story? We read it on, it should be yesterday. If you use a shadow beyond that age, it's idolatry. It's idol worship. I'll show you something. Number 21, verse 4. No, and the journey from Mount Or, you know, the people, they were much discouraged because of the way, and they speak against God. No, when they are discouraged, what do they do next? They speak. So when you are discouraged, you know, you should be careful. Discouragement is not the issue, but what do you do after being discouraged? That's the issue. 25, and the people speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, nor is there any water, for our soul loathed this light bread. 26, verse 6, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people. No, it's not the Lord. Hope you know that. And the much of the people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, what? Make thee a what? Fiery serpent. And he set it upon a pole. And it came to pass, when everyone that is beaten, when he look upon it, shall live. Verse 9, want to go, let's read. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent has beaten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. So, did this help them in that age? Did it help them? In fact, the serpent on the pole, later in John 3:14, what did Jesus say? As Moses lifted up serpent in the wilderness, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. So, was this a perfect shadow, right? Very perfect scenario that even spoke about Jesus. But see something. 2 Kings. You're going to read this one as loud as you can. This is the last scripture anyway. I'm done. 2 Kings 18, verse 4. As loud as you can. 2 Kings 18, verse 4. I could have read from verse 1. But just let's read verse 4. 1, 2, go. Let's read, yes. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groves and break in pieces the brazen serpents that Moses had made. For unto those days, the children of Israel did burn incense to eat. Can you see that? So, if you are still practicing water baptism in this age, who are you? Idol worshiper. That is what I'm trying to say since part one. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm done. Say after me, say, I look beyond the shadows. I see Jesus. Say, I'm not carried away with shadows. I am not carried away with angelic instructions. I focus on the essence. I am not given to idolatry. I see Jesus alone. And I teach the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is that clear, everybody? Yeah. So without even looking at the book of Acts, now because this is not a teaching that I'm focusing on what I'm saying, I will not bother to look at the book of Acts. I just talked about the man that started it. Why it came. So the day Jesus was baptized ought to be the last water baptism in history. It's not necessary. It ought to be the last. What he says is an outward show of inward repentance. Are you okay? If you want to show that you are a Christian, what should you do? Enter the street, get somebody healed, get open blind eye. Why you say, okay, you say, I want to show that I'm a Christian, so why enter water? Is that how they knew in Acts 2? Is that how they knew in Acts 10? Is that how they knew in Acts 5? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I've got tangible proofs that I'm a Christian. Say, it's not by swimming pool. It's by demo. Hallelujah. Come on, pray in tongues. I'm done, bro. Pray in tongues. Thank you. Hello, Savatita, restart. Take us. Thank you. Namosate, Raste, Vose, Kati, Lara, Take, Vate, Tete. Oh, I understand. Let's sing that song together. Yes. I understand. Don't sing at my key. Sing at your key. Yes.
Mysterious to me.
Malamo Sopali Razata.